From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. So how is the Parbuckle going? That's the nautical term for riding a ship, in this case the Costa Concordia, which grounded in Italy 2 years ago, killing 32 people. The captain who abandoned ship is being tried for manslaughter. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli is in Italy. So Sylvia, how is the Parbuckle going?
Well, 3 hours after the operation started, we saw the first signs of rotation when the sludge mark appeared above the waterline. The engineers announced that the ship had pulled away from the reef that was jutting into the hull by some 30 feet. That was probably the most delicate part of all. There was a great fear that the ship could remain jammed on the reef and break apart right at the start of the operation. The engineers say the operation is going exactly according to their calculations, and they're very satisfied. The only thing is that it's taking longer than they originally suggested. Instead of 10 or 12 hours, it might take 15 to 18, meaning it will go into the night. They did not explain why. They just said that caution is the primary concern.
Well, one of our concerns, and we're not the engineers, but how do they prevent this huge ship, once they start riding it, how do they prevent it from slipping over to the other side?
Well, this is very complicated. It's an extremely complex system. First of all, dozens of pulleys and winches are slowly pulling and rotating the ship upright with a great deal of tension, and it's been moving up, they say, at a rate of about 9 feet per hour. Keep in mind, you know, this is a huge ship, 3 football fields long, high as an 11-story building, and, you know, the salvage workers first had to stabilize it to prevent it from slipping and sinking to the sea. It's chained to the mainland with huge chains looped under the hull. And then they built these 6 very large platforms on which the vessel will rest once upright. Once that is accomplished, they'll assess the damage and repair the side of the ship, which has been severely crushed by its own weight. And by spring, they plan to float the vessel thanks to huge flotation tanks positioned on both sides, and they will tow it into a port where it will then be dismantled.
All right. Well, and you know, it's an environmental concern, but this is also, don't mean to be morbid, but it's a graveyard. There are still bodies missing. So how are they, I'm sure, but, you know, gingerly, but how are they going about that?
Well, up to now, you know, when the rescue operation immediately after the shipwreck was, they had recovered all but 2 bodies. And there is a belief that they may be somewhere under the wreckage at this point. But so far, this morning, today, they haven't seen any signs. As soon as the boat is upright, they intend to send rescuers in, divers, to see if they can find them. And then the ship also is a crime scene. So there will be probably police will also be investigating the scene. And then, of course, there's still all the passengers' personal effects are in the safes, and those will also be then returned to the passengers. It's going to be a long, complicated process before it is even removed from the island.
How are the people in the area reacting to all of this?
Oh, well, there's a sort of great excitement and tension, of course. And it's been heavy 20 months also for them. On the one hand, the presence of this ship has certainly been very bad for tourism. This is an island that lives on tourism. And there's been a drop in their traditional tourism, which is one of nature-loving backpackers. There has been an awful lot of what they call disaster tourism, day trippers who come to take pictures of the Costa Concordia. On the other hand, there have been 500 salvage workers here for over a year, and they've become sort of like local heroes, and there's a lot of very good feeling about between the residents of Giglio and the salvage workers who come from 26 different countries. So it's a very unusual situation. There's a lot of excitement, there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of emotion here today.
That's NPR Sylvia Pagioli on the parbuckling of the Costa Concordia cruise ship, the righting of the ship there in Italy. Sylvia, thanks so much for updating us.
No problem. Thank you.